The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station.
My friends are degenerates, but I never change them. Liars, cheats, and hypocrites, not the time for saving.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
On ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. It's hour number two. 713-780-3776. You can also get us on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz. Send a message. Aaron will read it if he likes it. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler. F-A-O-U-R. At AJ is the real. At Aaron is Blitz. At Degenerates 975. You can text the show. You know the number for that. You can watch on Twitch and comment there. If you missed the first hour, a lot of MMA and a little bit of roughnecks there at the end. Some breaking news before we get back to the roughnecks.
Oh, okay.
LSU is hiring Scott Linehan as its new passing game coordinator.
What's that do for you?
I like it. You know, I think he was a solid NFL coordinator. Obviously, didn't work out with the Cowboys. Not a great head coach, but solid coordinator, and I think he'll do well at the college level.
All right.
So, what do you? There's a couple things that, a couple thoughts I had about the XFL that I'd like to share before we move on from it. The one thing that I thought would make it successful is Oliver Luck. I just think that guy knows what he's doing. When he was involved from the beginning, I thought, okay, this one will have a chance to work more so than the AAAF or whatever the hell it was. And it's I thought the quality of play was better than I was expecting because I was expecting the AAF. I don't think the rules changes really made much of a difference in the game in terms of, I mean, the kickoff is kind of cool.
Yeah.
The way they do that.
It's really weird that they all just stand there.
Yeah, but it also, like, if you get through that first line, I think you're going to see some touchdowns, which would be cool. It's going to be hard to get through that first line, but I like that. I like the as I mentioned on the broadcast, I love the transparency. I love them, you know, calling the plays. I had no idea what the plays were, you know, but it was kind of cool to hear that. It was cool to see the replays and how that worked. And it was really a good game experience on TV. Now, I'm looking forward to actually, I'm going to try to go this week because I want to see what it's like in person, if it's as good. But I enjoyed it. I didn't watch all the games. I watched a little bit of a couple of the games. I did watch all of the roughnecks. My first thought, though, and maybe you had the same thought, where the hell did all these fans come from that have already got roughnecks gear?
I don't know.
All the hard hats. I admit, the cynic in me thought maybe they'd hired a bunch of actors.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean,
but
they were selling gear there, I'm guessing.
Yeah, they had merch booths almost everywhere.
Yeah, and I actually had some friends who went, and they were wearing their next gear and they were having a blast. So I don't know. Obviously, the TV ratings were solid because there was the highest rated sports things of the weekend, which, no surprise because everything else is pretty much basketball at this point. Will they sustain that is the question. It's not so much sustaining the 17,000 people as it is sustaining the television ratings. And I also wonder that's why I want to go to the game to see, because I enjoyed the telecast so much, I could see myself never going to a game.
Right.
But I kind of want to see if it's as good in the stadium. Aaron, you were in the stadium, right?
Yeah, I was there engineering. It was fun. I also had John Granato screaming in my ears every time there was a big play, so that kind of helps bring your energy level up, too. But Raheel did a great job doing the sideline reporting and, keeping fans involved and interviewing fans when he wasn't interviewing players in between plays and stuff. So it was a lot of fun to be there.
832 asked, do you think it's possible for the XFL and CFL to coexist? Yeah, I do. I think... the timing of this is going to, it's basically going to wrap up right when the CFL gets going. I think you'll have some players who, there's enough players out there. And, the CFL is kind of a different animal because you have to have so many Canadians on your roster that, Yeah, I think they might lose a few guys here and there, but for the most part, I don't think it's going to affect it that much. I really don't. And I loved how PJ Walker played. That was fun.
Yeah.
And to me, you know, you don't need to be the thing about you don't have to be NFL guys. If you make a great pass like that, and they had a little wide receiver who made a great catch. I mean, that's a great catch. It doesn't matter if you did it in the NFL or the XFL, and it was fun. So I went into it skeptical, but I came out of it still skeptical, but at least interested. And then I did bet on a game, which because after listening to Fezzik and the way he handicapped the crap out of that New York game, I mean, I'm like, okay, you know what? I'm going to go and I'm going to study this team, and I'm going to study the opponent, and I'm going to see if there's an angle there. And it just seemed to me that Houston had a lot more quality players and weren't starting a backup quarterback who'd only practiced five times.
Yeah.
So I thought, okay, I'll go with Houston and -6.5. It worked. But, man, Sammy Coates, all the stuff I've been hearing about how good Sammy Coates looked in practice, that dude was awful for the one guy I've heard of. And it's funny.
What about Cannoli?
Cannoli, yeah, I'd heard
of
Cannoli.
The big guy.
But he's a defensive guy, right?
You don't have that. Do you have that, Aaron? Why didn't we play that?
Yeah.
Oh, that was so funny.
Tamara Steelers girl said, 49 players from the AAF found jobs in the NFL, whether it be on a practice squad or actual team. I'm expecting many more from the XFL. I think so. But she knows all about Sammy Coates dropping balls, too, I'm sure. You got it?
From the 8-yard line, Kanoff with Hood next to him. Hand off Hood. Reverse. Here comes the big tackle for loss. The big man. Ely. Coney Ely. I couldn't get Cannoli Ely out. Coney Ely makes the tackle behind the line of scrimmage. A huge loss back to the 17-yard line.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
Listen, I still don't know if I'm willing to risk money on it, real dollars, but watching it, it wasn't bad football. I think my biggest issue is I don't know who a lot of the players are. And when you don't know the player, like, so for instance, in college football, if you're watching college football, you don't always know who the players are when you first start watching, but there's usually you have some sort of a natural draw to the team, whether it's where you grew up, where you went to school, whatever. With this, I just don't – there's so many players that I don't know and I don't have any connection to that it's hard for me to get excited about it. It's almost like – I mean, not as from terms of quality, but I'm just saying like – if you put me out at a random high school game, I don't know any of the players. It's harder for me to get into that game. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think the quality was good. It's just that until some of these guys establish themselves as players and you recognize them as name brand players, I think it's going to be hard to get overly excited about it. But obviously, the initial reaction to this way, way better than I would have expected it to be.
Yeah, well, I knew who PJ Walker was because I watch a lot of AAC football.
I knew who PJ Walker was too, but were you a PJ Walker fan? Like, the thing is, with the NFL, the guys who make it to the NFL are typically the guys who were big stars in college. Like, and that's typically the way you follow guys is like, oh, I loved watching this guy in college. I'm a fan of him in the NFL now. I mean,
well, but I've said this before. There are some guys that, well, I know that it's trending towards, okay, you can have a smaller quarterback who can run, but there's guys who are really good college quarterbacks that can't make it in the NFL.
Yeah. And PJ Walker's 5'10", 5'11".
Yeah. And what I was interested to see was, and it's kind of what Granato was talking about, was he basically going to be the June Jones offense where he stays in the pocket, or was he going to do some off-schedule stuff? And once he started doing some off-schedule stuff, they really took off, and that was fun to watch.
Yeah.
So now, again, if it were Connor Cook back there, would I be as excited? Probably not. But Yeah, I thought it was fun, and we'll see how it plays out. And I think that's the thing. You can't really judge it until you're a month in, because coaches will make adjustments. Some of these guys will turn out to be they'll turn into pumpkins. Yeah. And I'll tell you what, though.
I mean, Sammy Coates, imagine he has three more games like this. Now it's like, oh, okay. Yeah. And it's difficult because Sammy Coates, like you said, that's one of the recognizable names. So you don't want to move on really quickly from the names that people recognize, because there's not a lot of them.
Yeah, although if these guys play well, then you'll get to know them.
Yeah.
Like, I couldn't have told you who Nick Holly was before the game.
Yeah.
And he made a couple of nice catches, and it was a lot of fun. And you know, that's how it's just like anything else. But when it's brand new like that, if the guys have some success, then, yeah, you'll get to know who they are. And I think people will get to know who PJ is pretty quickly, because he's a quarterback. So, Intergalactic J.
And I'm not trying, like, somebody's like, oh, PJ was good at Temple. PJ was good at Temple, and he played under Matt Rhule, which, you know, you want a coach that'll make your quarterback look good.
Yeah.
That's your guy. But it's PJ Walker was never a college football star.
No.
That's what my point was. He was a fine college quarterback.
And you can, but the thing is, he can be a fine quarterback at this level, sure, especially in this offense. And, you know,
I was just pointing it to the fact that, like, a casual sports fan might not know who PJ Walker is.
No,
coming
no, they won't.
Week.
They won't know. But,
and that makes it difficult for them to have an attachment.
But
to
by
him.
Week three or four,
maybe so.
Yeah, you know, maybe you fall in love with the guy
if you're watching the team every week. Yeah.
And that's the next question: will 17,000 people be out there next week? Will the TV ratings be what they were? I don't know. So, Intergalactic J has his schedule's changed. He can finally listen to us again.
Oh, good.
Welcome back. Yeah. And Mr. Gray said, but Coates sucked in the NFL, so no surprise there. Yeah, he did not have a good game. So, Cannoli is a stalwart on the defensive front. Yeah.
Did you see... oh, okay, we got to go to break. I want to talk about Taysom Hill on the other side.
Okay. I also wanted to just mention that Sean Oakman sure looked like an NFL player out there.
Yeah, well, that's not a surprise. He's always looked like an NFL player.
Yeah, and
that's a monster.
He stood out because he was just all over the field, and they had a hard time with him. But
yeah, he'll always stand out.
All right, guys. Well, if you had a bad experience at a business that stands out, you can do something about it. That's right. You can hold a business accountable. You can go to mybadexperience.com. And this is a site where it's your duty to share the ugly truth about bad businesses. You can't replace your time, but for $4.99, you can tell all. You might even reach a resolution with the business to compensate you for your loss. And this is a real site. This is not a troll site. Everything's verified. There's no fake stars or ratings, no ads. You're just there to warn others and help others before it's too late. And there's a lot of businesses out there that will try to hose you. Well, that's what mybadexperience.com is all about. You can post any bad experiences to make those businesses accountable. This is a site for the consumer. And the review stays up even when it's resolved. So that's good for you. And it's also good for them if it shows that they're going to step up and do the right thing. MyBadExperience.com. A paid review is a legitimate review. Stop bad business today. MyBadExperience.com.
Stream your favorite shows on ESPN975.com.
It's really quite simple.
KFNC, Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. 832 asking, do you have any big NHL or basketball plays tonight? I don't have any NHL tonight. I'm on a bit of a losing streak. I will have something tomorrow. So. So, Fred, since you traveled to Canada, is high school football big like it is in the U.S.? No. I mean, they have high schools, but junior hockey is the thing there. It's and pretty much hockey is almost times 10 to what high school football here is even in Texas. I mean, it's just nuts. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776.
Times 10, what high school football
is? Oh, God, yeah. Yeah, it's, I mean, from the time they're little kids, when they're playing on the pond, I mean, it's...
Call me when they're building $5 million stadiums for high school kids.
No, they're not doing that because, but they don't really have high school, though. That's the thing. They have, those kids that play in the juniors make a bunch of money, so... Anyway, well, good money for kids, and those things, and they sell out all over the country. So there's not really a comp to high school football, but junior youth hockey is bigger.
So, Pro Football Talk had some Taysom Hill content this morning.
Yes,
and first of all, he says someone asked him about being a franchise quarterback. And he said, I definitely view myself as a franchise quarterback. Do I want to leave? The fact of the matter is no. But as you look at free agency, you have to find the right opportunity for you. You have to find the situation to take care of your family. I want to play quarterback in this league. If New Orleans doesn't view me that way, well then, I have to leave. Then, Pro Football Talk tweeted, if you don't think Taysom Hill is a future star in the NFL, you haven't been paying close enough attention to him. He was the best player on the field for either team in the Saints-Vikings playoff game, which, what? He had a great play.
Yeah.
The biggest question is, can he stay healthy if used all the time? Well, let me answer that for you. No. It's a guy who's had like an ACL, a Lisfranc. I mean, he's had tons of injuries, and on top of that, he's thrown 15 passes in his NFL career, ever. I don't know that you can pay a guy, like, and he's 30 years old. That's the other thing to mention. He's 30 years old. If you are paying him to be anything other than a toy, like
a slash.
Okay, that's a good that's a good example for those of you who are young enough or old enough to remember who Slash was. We're talking about if you're willing to pay a guy who can do a little bit of everything, and Cordell Stewart was
a quarterback than anything.
The ball more than Taysom Hill.
Yeah, he did, but he also did a lot of other stuff.
Yeah, but I mean, is Taysom Hill a nice athlete? Sure, but he's been hurt a lot. He's 30 years old. I mean, we're talking about teams moving on from Cam Newton as a franchise quarterback. If you're gonna move on from Cam Newton as a franchise quarterback, but you're willing to pay Taysom Hill at 30 years old to be a franchise quarterback, there's a real issue with your thinking.
Yeah. And hey, I love the guy in college. He single-handedly beat Texas one game.
Yeah, but you know what?
But he couldn't stay healthy.
Well, not only that, he didn't do a whole lot else in college. Like, he had a great game.
Yeah. Well, when he was healthy, he was a really good runner. Yeah. Not a great passer, but he was never healthy. He was hurt. I mean, I don't remember how many times he got hurt, but it was almost every time he started. Yeah. So, well, I mean, somebody wants to pay him. Good luck.
Yeah, I can't imagine paying him as a franchise quarterback. And if the Saints do, oh my gosh, you're talking about going from Drew Brees to Taysom Hill as a franchise quarterback. Oh. You know where Taysom Hill would be a franchise quarterback? The XFL.
Probably so.
Probably be a pretty damn good weapon there. But let's be realistic here.
So, became official that the Chargers are moving on from Phillip Rivers. No shock there. You see your buddy Tom Brady like to post about it?
No.
I think he's just trolling now.
You think is it Tom Brady, or you think is Tom Brady like Trump? Like he does his own social media, or you think he has a guy who does all that?
I'm sure he has somebody who does
all
that.
That'd be my guess. I don't see Tom Brady as a guy who's constantly checking his phone, seeing what the Chargers are posting on Instagram.
You never know, though. He is pretty vain. I could see that, but yeah, I think he loves trolling people.
Maybe so.
And you know, that would be a team that would make a lot of sense. There's a lot of weapons there. They need to do something in Los Angeles to get attention, and that would do it. I still think he winds up back in.
You know what else would do it? Taysom Hill.
Crickets. I do like that.
If I were the Chargers, you know who I'd sign? You want to get some buzz going? How about OJ?
Yeah.
It's me, yours truly, the newest running back for the LA Chargers. Now that's a buzz.
That would create a buzz. All right. And I don't know where Phillip Rivers is going to wind up, but I think that's a guy that in the right place, he can still play.
Yeah.
I know he threw a lot of picks last year.
And he's probably not a championship quarterback, but there's a lot of teams who are doing worse right now. Could be better with Phillip Rivers.
Yeah. See, the Oscars ratings were an all-time low.
Were they?
Yeah.
Huh.
Did you watch any?
I didn't watch any. I checked on my phone every once in a while to see what was winning. I heard Eminem came out and did a show or did a performance, a song. And there was mixed reactions from the crowd, the buttoned up black tie crowd. But no, I didn't spend much time with it last night. You know what I watched last night? Citizen X.
Ah, and?
I mean, it's pretty poorly done, but not a bad watch. It's interesting. The accents are just so bad.
See, like, that's one thing that kind of drives me nuts, is everybody bitched about Chernobyl because they didn't have Russian accents. Well, I mean, a Russian accent is not speaking Russian.
Yeah.
So, I mean, just...
It almost... I wish they would just do it in subtitles.
Yeah, that probably would have been better. But, I mean, it was an HBO movie.
We've got some Oscars news coming up here a little bit. I've got some sound from the Oscars to play you here in a little bit.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, I'll play it now because I forgot to tell Aaron.
I don't really watch award show. I just look to see who won. And I sure didn't see the foreign language film winning everything.
You didn't see Parasite winning at all?
No. Well, I didn't think it was going to win everything like that.
They're good showing, for sure. And the Irishman, Ofer.
Doesn't surprise me. I thought
Scorsese again, Ofer. That was the same way as Gangs of New York. It was like nominated for 12 or something like that and got zero.
I wonder.
Irishman had 9.
Yeah, I wonder how he took that, considering a comic book movie had a best actor.
Yeah.
Knowing how he reacts to that.
Yeah.
But I liked The Irishman. I thought it was worth
it. Although The Joker wasn't really a comic book movie.
No. I
mean, it's about a comic book character, but it wasn't like a superhero movie like these other ones.
No, not really. But still. I do think... Well, I've seen a few of the movies. I haven't seen them all, and I certainly haven't seen Parasite. I didn't think that... I didn't think The Irishman was a winner. I thought it was a good movie that deserved to be nominated, but... There were enough things about
it. Is that how you felt about Joker?
Yes. Okay. I thought the performance was really good, and clearly he won an award for it. I just had a lot of issues with the movie in terms of I wanted more of him as the Joker, and I thought the build up to it took too long, and it was just kind of the same thing over and over again. And then once he got there, it was fantastic, and then I hated the ending because. You know, you're left to wonder if any of this actually happened, if it's all just in his head.
Yeah.
And I just think that's a cheap way to end a movie.
All right, guys. I got to tell you about Allstate. Allstate Siding and Windows. And I don't know about you, but like today it's nice and warm. This weekend it was cold. It's going back and forth. So if you're heating or cooling your house, you could be letting money float out your window if you've got old raggedy windows. So let the pros at Allstate Siding and Windows come out and help you. Check your older windows for drafts. Call Allstate Siding and Windows today for your free window inspection. That's $0 American dollars. Plus, You'll get 30% off all windows and $2,500 for all full siding jobs. They're family-owned and operated for over 45 years. They've been around. They're going to be around for you for the long haul. Military and senior discounts are available. This is the kind of company you want to do business with, guys. You want the best rate, you call Allstate. Allstate Siding and Windows. Give them a call, 832-204-1936. That's 832-204-1936, or check them out online at allstatesidingandwindows.com. Make sure you tell them you want to get that free window inspection. And then again, you'll get 30% off all window packages. 832-204-1936 for Allstate Siding and Windows.
G'day, Sam Windsor from the Houston Sabercats here. Rugby's simple. Make tackles, hit rucks, score tries. Almost as simple as using the app. Stream ESPN 97.5 from anywhere, even down under.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. So we'll have Ryan from 8th Wonder on tomorrow. Talk a little beer. That'll be fun. Hey, guys, we've got a new thing that I wanted to tell you about. We've got a new site launching soon called Sports Map Live, and it's going to be a place to comment on Sports Map content, to comment on the shows. This is the thing I've been talking about that's going to replace the text line. And so you'll have an opportunity to go in if you want to comment, you know, a whole bunch on something. You can do that. If you just want to, it's basically that there's going to be a live chat that's going to replace the text. It's going to be just as easy to do as text, though. So I'm looking for we need some moderators for the site. So some of you who like to participate a lot, who would like to get involved, if you send me an email, fower975@gmail.com, we would love to talk to some of you about being moderators for the site. It's going to be a community site. It's going to combine what we do on air with what we do at Sports Map. Very excited about it. And, you know, for those of you who use the text line, the only difference is you just have to sign up. And once you sign in, you're fine. And there'll also be an opportunity for giveaways on there and a lot of stuff that you won't be able to get anywhere else. So that's going to start soon, but we need to start getting some moderators. So you know, shoot me an email, fower975@gmail.com, if you're interested. And if it's something that I know there's a lot of you guys that really get involved in Twitter and things like that. And you know, this would be a good opportunity to get involved with this on the ground floor of a brand new business. It's going to be very special. Hey, let's give something away here.
Let's do it.
It's Mardi Gras Galveston time. ESPN 975 wants to send you to the annual Mardi Gras celebration on Galveston Island. February 14th begins two full weeks of parades, balcony parties, food, concerts, and 3 million beads. At 5:36, we'll take caller 5 to 713-780-3776. You'll win a pair of tickets for any day to enjoy the fun. Visit MardiGrasGalveston.com for more details and ticket information. All right. So, do you have something you wanted to do here?
I don't know. I don't think Aaron was able to pull the audio.
Still working on it.
Okay. Okay. We'll do it later.
Well, we can talk about your Astros getting sued.
I mean, is that going to work?
No, it's so dumb.
Like, FanDuel is trying to sue them. Like, stop. Come on. Get over it.
Stop.
They don't need the biggest, they don't need the death penalty. All the players don't need to be suspended forever. Listen, they got punished. People lost their jobs over it. Everybody knows that they cheated. It seems like enough.
Well, them cheating is not why the dude lost his job in the major leagues. He sucked as a pitcher.
Yeah.
And it's always easy to go blame it on somebody else. And FanDuel, shut up. You've been, I'm not gonna go there. I mean, what is FanDuel doing trying that? I mean, as a gambler, am I supposed to sue him?
I guess. Is there a class action lawsuit? Anybody who bet against bet on the Astros or bet against them?
I never bet on baseball, so it doesn't matter. But yeah, to me, it's the same as, and I've said this before about horse racing. once a race becomes official, it doesn't matter what you find out later.
It's the same with fighting. If a fight happens and turns out the guy fails a drug test later, the book doesn't refund your money.
Right.
Nope, sorry.
So that's why I'm never too worried about things like this. It's like, because it's official. Boom, done. Let's move on.
Yeah.
And yeah, you know, I tend to put up with that more than most people, just because I've seen so much of it. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. And for those of you who are emailing me, I will sort out tomorrow. You know, we hope to have by the end of the week some people lined up, and you have a chance to go in and start posting to the site right away. So this is a law firm, and Corpus has a class action lawsuit. It's on Instagram as a sponsored post. Boy, we're such a litigious society.
We really are.
It's kind of silly, right? Okay, so your career sucked after you had one bad outing.
Yeah.
But that explains that when you went back to the minors, you weren't good enough to get back to the majors? Is that, you know? I think people want attention.
Yep.
So, and just as a follow-up, no, moderators will not be paid. It's just your chance to participate.
What?
Yeah. Yeah,
good, because I was going to volunteer.
Yeah, sure you were.
No, I'm too busy. No,
eventually, but you'll have access to some giveaways that you're not going to be able to get elsewhere. So there'll be a little.
There's perks.
Yeah, there'll be some perks involved, and it's going to be a really fun site. I'm looking forward to it. Just from a show management perspective, having everything there as opposed to trying to go through Twitch and texts and Twitter and everything else is going to make it easier for me, which is all I care about. But I think it's going to be a really good experience for the listeners and an opportunity for everybody to kind of get in and all in one place. You don't have to worry about, for those of you who don't want to be on social media, this will be your opportunity. And if it chases off the trolls from the text line, all the better.
Yeah.
So 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. You never did see that Knives Out, did you?
No.
Apparently, they're already working on a sequel for it.
Heard it's good.
I liked it. We went Christmas, and it was a really good cast. But I thought it was a fun movie. I like those kind of movies. You know, kind of the Agatha Christie sort of whodunit thing.
Yeah.
And I thought it was really well done. But I don't know that I need a sequel.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm curious to see it though. I thought it looked pretty good.
Daniel Craig's accent will throw you off a little bit.
Okay. Yeah, bad accent can ruin a movie for me, man.
Well, there's some that you can overcome, like Silence of the Lambs. I thought her accent was horrible, but it didn't ruin the movie for me.
Yeah, that's true.
So. 713-780-ESPN, your number, 713-780-3776. Somebody says, get real, Fred, there will always be trolls. Yeah, but we can ban you from this. So
don't ban the trolls.
Yeah.
What's the fun of a forum if there's no trolls?
That's why we need moderators. Well, there's always going to be somebody trying to troll.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we'll, but I mean, it's... The hope is to have it up and running for the whole public before baseball starts.
Okay.
That's kind of our time frame. And got a chance to look at it today. And Brandon Strange has been working with these guys. And I think we've got a really cool product for everybody. So, yeah. And this one, unlike the search bar on SportsMap,
it's actually going to happen.
It's actually moving right along. So, and this is a lot of people ask for the ability to comment on sports map stories and things like that, but we want to do it in a cool environment that's you know, fun and respectful, and one little bleep talking, but good natured bleep talking, and this way it also involves the station and the shows, and I think it's going to be cool.
All right,
so but we'll see. We do listen to you guys when you tell us, hey man, I really like to do this, and take it to heart, and where possible. Especially on our digital side, where it's possible for us to do things, we try to get them done. And so this one we've been working on for a while now, and I think you're going to like it once we get it there. Just, you know, like any startup, there's
growing pains.
Yeah, there's a few things we have to work through. So 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776 if you wish to get in. And, you know, we never talked about it, but the whole, I guess Mike Fiers is reporting today. That whole thing he did, calling a press conference and then saying he only wanted to talk about baseball. The hell was that? I mean, nobody wants to talk to you about baseball, yeah. Mike Fiers. It's kind of crazy. Hey, I got a little more entertainment news for you.
Okay.
Guns N' Roses is back on tour in 2020. Did you see that?
Yeah.
Did you see who's going to be doing 6 dates with them?
No.
Smashing Pumpkins.
Oh, okay.
They will join them in Philadelphia, Detroit, Toronto, Washington, East Rutherford, and Boston.
Okay.
So,
did you see who announced a 40-city world tour?
I did.
Rage Against the Machine.
Yes.
Which I was super excited about until I dug through the list, and the closest venue to Houston, Texas is El Paso.
Really?
So, looks like I won't be seeing Rage on this tour, which is a bummer, but yeah. Well, all over Canada. Playing several Canada shows.
Yeah, well, maybe I'll try to pair that up with my trip this year.
Vancouver.
Yeah.
Edmonton. Calgary. Winnipeg.
Saskatoon in there?
Ottawa.
Toronto, I'm sure.
Quebec.
Quebec's a province.
Festival d'Été de Quebec. I don't know. Okay. I'm guessing. I don't know where it's at.
It's probably Montreal.
Hamilton. Toronto. And I think that's it for Canada.
See, I'm already committed to going to Toronto for one show this year. Yeah, I don't really want to do two.
July 23rd. So, yeah, I thought that was interesting. It's a world tour, so a lot of their stuff is like their last 6 or 7 dates are all in Europe. And there's two shows. The last two shows in the U.S. are at Madison Square Garden. So,
It'd be fun to see them there.
But would be very cool.
That's an impossible ticket.
Oh, I'm sure.
409, so I've always been more of a cranky old man than a troll, but I guess that's it for my input. Keep blitzing, bitch. Okay, all of you whining little texters that are like, oh, I'm not gonna comment anymore. It's the same damn thing. It's just gonna be in one place, and guess what? Everybody's gonna see your comments instead of just me. So just stop. Whiny, stop whining.
Whiny bitches.
Yeah. Come on. It's gonna be just as easy. It's gonna be the same as texting, and it's gonna be really cool. So but if I know people don't like change, but this is change for the better. This is a positive. All right. We're going to take a quick break. Gym of the day.
What are we doing? This music.
Yeah, what the hell's that?
Playing out to break? I've played it before.
Yeah, it's horrible.
Where'd you get this music?
It's YK Osiris.
Yeah, let's...
Oh, we should all know who that is?
Yeah, I mean...
Let's put a bullet. So let's put a bullet now. In this one, okay? All right. Anything with auto-tune... Auto-tune,
I'm so out of touch now.
Yeah. Never should be on this show. All right, quick break. It's a blitz on ESPN 97.5. Let it go, but
I just really want to know. This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. I don't really like that one either. I'm an old, though. Who cares what I think? This could have easily been the dumbass report, but let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day.
the gym of the day. It's the gym of the day. The Panhock Jeweler gym of the day.
All right, we go to Canada, where Bruce McConville is a 55-year-old businessman who ran a failed campaign to become mayor of Ottawa in 2018. Coincidentally, his political platform was that he was tough on crime. Well, he and his wife recently got a divorce, and the court ruled that he had to pay his ex-wife spousal and child support. So, guess what he thought his way of getting out of it would be? He appeared before the judge and informed the court that he couldn't pay his former partner child support because he burned $1 million of his own cash.
Like on fire?
Set it on fire.
Oh, boy.
He made 25 separate bank withdrawals from 6 different bank accounts, totaling $1 million in Canadian dollars, which is about 790,000 U.S. dollars.
Okay.
He allegedly burned...
Oh, well, that's fine. I mean, it's yeah, going to burn like $1 million American.
Right. But he allegedly burned 743,000 in a bonfire and then burned another 296,000 on Christmas Day. Well, it didn't work. He wasn't able to get out of his child support. Basically, the Superior Court Justice says, how does destroying over $1 million advance your child's best interests? And
you wouldn't want to have to give it to the kid.
Said, it's not something I would normally do. I am not a person that is extremely materialistic. A little goes a long way. I have always been frugal. It's why my business lasted for 31 years. Okay, then why are you out burning $1 million?
Yeah, not wise, guys.
But he declared that he very clearly and deliberately set out to thwart the court and the proper administration of justice. I find what you have done to be morally reprehensible, because what you claim to have done willfully and directly undermines the interest of your children. And he said he was able to get his hands on $1 million by selling a few of his properties and businesses to his former accountant. And he had expressly been told not to sell his stuff off. So guess what? He got 30 days in jail and a $2,000 per day fine that will go directly to his ex-wife. And that will continue until he discloses his current finances to the court. So, interestingly enough, it's illegal to burn U.S. currency in the U.S.
That's weird. You're allowed to burn a flag.
Yeah, but you can't
burn
money.
Under the law, but you can't burn money.
In Canada, it's perfectly legal to burn paper currency unless you're trying to get out of paying child support.
Yeah, then it's frowned upon.
Yeah. So, I'm guessing this guy really didn't have $1 million, but he clearly burned some of it.
Yeah.
And that is your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. The Zadok Jeweler gem of the day.
Did you see this story that MLB's floated about adding playoff teams?
I did see that. Like 7 per league, yeah, now, and like the best teams get to pick their opponent.
Yeah, basically, this would start in 2022. The division winners with the second best record in each league would get to pick their opponent from among the 3 wildcard teams.
I'll be honest. That would really bum me out, because baseball is one of the few sports who I feel like they do the playoffs the right way. Like, it actually means something if you make the playoffs. Like, in the NBA and the NHL,
everybody makes it.
Everybody makes it, and it kind of defeats the purpose of the playoffs. The NFL and Major League Baseball, you have to earn a playoff spot. And
that's why those AFC South division titles are so impressive.
I guess so, yeah.
But the TV ratings and attendance have declined now for several years, so how do you improve those?
How about this? Cut down the number of regular season games.
That would be better. But the whole idea to try to make this if you have more teams in the playoff hunt, theoretically more people would go to the games. But I'm with you. Cut down the number of games. I don't think this is going to change their downward
spiral. We know that's not going to happen, though.
So, yeah.
They're definitely not going to cut back on the number of games, but that's the answer. Cut back on the number of games, make the game go faster.
Yeah.
And they, to their credit, they've done some things to make the games go faster. But I still have a hard time sitting down for a whole baseball game on television. And I, you know, when I was a kid, baseball is my favorite sport. It's just the games are it's a new world where if I've got to commit 4 hours to a sports match,
I don't have any interest in watching baseball unless it's the Astros.
I like playoff baseball a lot.
Sometimes, but those games are even more interminably long.
But they feel like they matter. Every regular season game feels like it doesn't matter because it's one of 162. Which is why I can watch damn near any college football game because you lose one, you're damn near out. I like that. That's why I don't want more teams in the playoffs in college football. The regular, it's like the one sport where the regular season actually matters.
Yeah, it's, you know, I mean, adding more teams doesn't do much for me.
I'm with you.
And this, oh, you get to pick who you want to play.
Well, I don't need that. But you play who you're lined up against by how you perform in the regular season.
I really think baseball should be more focused on keeping the fans it has. You're not gonna gain more fans with stuff like this.
Yeah,
in my opinion, I think the ones you have are dying off. Keep them alive. That's what I would do. 713-780-ESPN is your number. And yeah, we covered the XFL in the first hour and some of the second hour. So if you are curious about that, just go to podcastarena.com. So he said after 162 games, you can't determine the top four teams in each league. I liked when they added one wild card, when they added the second wild card. I thought that was cool. But now at this point, I wouldn't mess with it. 337. I remember being one of the first texters. It was during the Schaub years for the Texans. It shaped the show for 30 minutes. It's a sad day in Blitz history with the end of the text line. No, it's not. It's going to be just as easy for you to do this. Goodness gracious, folks.
The problem is you're going to lose me because I only read the text line.
No, that's not true.
Oh, what? I've never read the text line?
Yeah.
Oh.
And they said the only difference is everybody's going to see it instead of just me.
But some people don't want everybody to see what they're putting.
And you know what? And we won't miss you.
Yeah.
I mean, that's fine. You won't be missed. But that's what moderators are going to be for, to help, you know, make sure that that nobody's getting out of line. And if you are, you'll get warned. We're not going to just kick people off. You'll get warned. And then if you don't stop, then you'll be kicked off. So, all right, we're going to take a quick break. Right, he's just intentionally playing music he knows I hate now, isn't he? What did I do to you? All right, quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5. I'm the bad guy. Duh.
ESPN 97.5.